For decades, the number of men and women in Illinois prisons appeared destined for permanent growth. But several years ago, the population actually began getting smaller. Today, it's more than 20% below the high watermark. I'm Brian Mackey. In this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, I'll look at what's behind the trend. A more direct way of saying behind the trend is who gets to take credit. We'll come back to this question in a couple minutes, but first, it's important to understand the context in which Illinois began locking up more and more of its citizens. The numbers began inching up in the 1970s. In the years that followed, Republican governors and Democratic legislators teamed up to lengthen prison sentences. The population doubled in the 80s and doubled again in the 90s. The number peaked on February 9, 2013, when 49,401 people were locked up. Projections had it going even higher, but that's not the way things worked out. The numbers began to drop, gradually at first, then more quickly, until late last year when the population dipped below 40,000 for the first time since the late 90s. The question is, why?
I think it's important to recognize that the idea that there's a single state policy that guides prison utilization isn't really accurate.
This is David Olson. He's a professor of criminology at Loyola University Chicago. Olson says there's no one policy because of how decentralized the criminal justice system is here. 800 police departments, 102 separately elected state's attorneys, hundreds of judges. So when the police chief in Dixon sets up a program where the drug addicts can turn themselves in for treatment instead of jail, that makes a little difference. For larger scale change, you have to go to the places that send the most people to prison, and that means Chicago and Cook County. Olson says the city has seen a huge drop in felony drug arrests over the last decade. In fact, a significant part of the statewide prison decline can be traced back to just three Chicago police districts.
And that's really been concentrated in specific neighborhoods. Just like the tripling and quadrupling of arrests in Chicago in the late 80s, tended to be concentrated in very specific neighborhoods.
Another significant drop is connected to retail theft. In 2016, nearly 1,000 people were in prison for the crime. By the end of last year, that number was cut in half. In between, Cook County got a new prosecutor.
The number one charge in 2016 that we were prosecuting was not guns, was not shootings. It was retail theft.
This is State's Attorney Kim Fox from an interview she gave last year with Chicago public radio station WBEZ. It's pretty easy for an Illinoisan to get retail theft up to a felony prosecution. All they have to do is steal more than $300 worth of stuff. That's a significantly lower threshold than a lot of states. Even though the law had not changed, Fox directed her lawyers to act as though it had. From then on, retail theft would only be charged as a felony if more than $1,000 worth of stuff was stolen.
Some of the people that we were seeing repeatedly were not people in sophisticated retail theft rings. We saw people who were stealing because they were either homeless, had addiction issues, had mental health issues, poverty-related issues, and not threats.
This reminds me of something a criminal justice reformer once told me. He said, prison should be for the people you're afraid of, not the people you're mad at. Returning to Olson, the Loyola criminologist, that's the effect of what's happening. He says the population that remains in Illinois prisons consists of people convicted of more violent crimes. They're also older. Even so, the 20% drop in the prison population is remarkable, which brings us back to the question we started with. Who gets credit for the turnaround?
Everybody can have a little piece of the action.
Olson already talked about police and prosecutors. He says the legislature's contributed, and the Department of Corrections is trying to improve how it treats inmates, which leads to better outcomes. And then there's you.
The electorate now is more willing to allow for prison to not be the primary response behind crime. So everybody can take a little bit of credit, but if something goes bad, everybody will say it's not my fault.
Some things, it seems, never change. I'm Brian Mackey.